Joined now by Solomon Wilcots, who will be in the booth of the call of the game with Jim Donovan on the television broadcast for the Browns. Solomon, first preseason game for the Browns. What are you hoping to see from Mike Pettine's team as they take the field?
Well, on defense, you expect to see a physical team, a team that's going to come out, whether it's a preseason game or regular season game. You expect them to be up-tempo, flying around on defense. Offensively, you're going to get maybe two different games depending on what quarterback is in. Brian Hoyer, maybe you expect things to go more smoothly, more efficient. And Johnny Manziel, in talking with him, he wants to be able to just come out of the huddle, be able to get the ball from center. Remember, he didn't take a lot of snaps under center when he was in college at Texas A&M. So he says he just wants to be efficient with the offense, try to move the chains, avoid making mistakes. But as you well know, struggling in the base offense, it's been a challenge for him.
And typically the starting quarterback will play just a little bit in this first preseason game. Because it's a competition, do you expect to see Brian Hoyer out there a little bit longer than usual?
I do. I expect him to go maybe deeper into the first period, maybe even the entire first period, depending on how well the first offense operates. But remember, if Kyle Shanahan wants to get some of the big guys up front and the number one offensive line off the field, then he's probably going to take Hoyer out at the same time. And I think we do see Johnny Manziel deep into the third quarter, and it depends on how well he plays. If things continue to go well, I think Kyle Shanahan will want to leave him in. If things start to unravel a little bit, hey, let's get him out of there and let's go back to work in terms of practice and meetings and getting ready for another day.
The other big competition on offense is at the running back position. Ben Tate, a natural in the zone scheme. He played in it in Houston. And the rookie Terrence West out of Towson, who's been very impressive in camp. What are you looking for from those two?
You know, I really think Kyle Shanahan is very comfortable with what Ben Tate brings to the table. Remember, he played in this offense with the Houston Texans when Kyle Shanahan was there. I think he knows what he has in Ben Tate. But more importantly, I think he wants to get Terrence West a lot of reps in this game, particularly with the number one offensive line. He talked about West needing to be a little more consistent. What does that mean? If there's only 2 yards to get on that play, take the 2 yards. Don't try to bounce it outside. Don't try to be overly creative and lose yards and have a negative gain on the play. So I think that's what he wants to see from Terrence West. Continue to press the line and take what the defense is going to give you. They know he has tremendous talent. They just want to see him be consistent with each and every carry.
In the first preseason game, you only see the starters for so long, and then there are going to be a lot of guys that most fans probably haven't heard of competing and fighting to make this team ultimately. Who are some of the guys that have stood out to you from the lesser-known group that you're going to have your eye on in the second half?
I think both Gabriel and Snead, two rookie wide receivers, going to have opportunities to make plays in this game. We know what Miles Austin can do. If Josh Gordon is out, then obviously they're going to get even more opportunities to make plays. We've seen at times the ball has been on the ground when wide receivers have had a chance to make plays. When the ball is thrown to you, you got to make those plays. Kyle Shanahan is looking at the young wide receiver, someone from this group to step up and start making plays for the quarterback.